Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Buck, don't give a f***.
It is that time of the show where we give voices in social media a chance to come on a mainstream media platform and tell their story. Anytime, and I'm going to ask you guys, do you think that the mainstream media does a good job of giving the other side of the transgender story, meaning people who've had it and perhaps regret it? Ryan, have you ever seen a story like that of actual people on CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, of actual transgenders who have gone through the process and then say, oh my God, I made a horrible mistake?
Well, not on those networks that I can think of.
Fox has had...
I would have to
Fox
do some
has had
research,
people
but
on.
It doesn't come to mind.
They don't. Well, and there's thousands of them. If you're on social media, just put out there transgender regret. And you will see hundreds of people pop up on your streams, pop up on your feed. I got actually sent a link from somebody who said, hey, for your Freedom Friday, you need to feature this woman. And she is a former transgender who was convinced by society and by doctors to cut off both of her breasts and to go through the male hormone treatment program protocol. And she said it made her so miserable. Well, she and her husband, she married a gay man. They have come to the truth. They have made it a national ministry to go around the country and share their story. Over 145,000 followers on her Instagram page. She just got on Instagram, too, I think a couple of years ago to tell this story. But she talks about the freedom that comes with the truth. And I think you're going to love this segment. It's a side of the transgender story that nobody's talking about, of the manipulation, the horrific medical problems that come from it. And she tells her story here in a very short, succinct thing. She has over 300 posts if you want to follow her. I'll give you Lex Rennick's information after you hear her Freedom Friday rant on social media. Here we go.
How crazy is this that 4 years ago today, this is what I post on social media.
She shows.
So crazy. Right after I made the worst mistake of my life, getting top surgery. For those of you that are new here, my name is Lex Rennick. My husband and I get the privilege and opportunity of traveling the world, sharing the good news of Jesus, and teaching the body of Christ how to love the misfit community effectively, because him and I were a part of the LGBTQ community. Now we are not. God has redeemed us, transformed us, and renewed our minds. So this is what I used to look like back in the day. And obviously, this is what I look like now. I could look better, but I'm taking care of two kids right now. Anyway, God has completely renewed our minds. And let me just say, the world sold me this knockoff version of Jesus, told me that if I got surgery, if I, you know, literally like mutilated my body and got all of that and was on testosterone, that I would be living in freedom. I even said that in the post, that it'll be worth the freedom. It was false freedom. If you are someone that's struggling with your gender, if you're someone that's struggling with your sexuality, and you're going to the point where you're going to go under the knife, because I paid $10,000 cash for my surgery, I was demonic, I was under spiritual warfare, it was evil, and I was being tormented by the enemy, literally bloodletting, looking in the mirror, being so disgusted with myself, cutting myself, hating my body. I was believing all these lies of the devil, but let me tell you, there's real freedom in Jesus. I didn't know that I was in bondage. I thought Christians that talked about this stuff were like homophobic, but that's not true. They just knew that there was freedom and they wanted me to walk in it. So I'm so sorry to the person that has ever misrepresented who Jesus is to you. This isn't a conversation of hate. It's a conversation of freedom and love. Love that is given only by Jesus. And so I just want to extend the offer of Jesus to you. He's better than any surgery, any preference you have, anything that you could ever do. He is it. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, and you will live the fullness of your life when you walk in his way.
What an incredible message of freedom there. And this is something I know that Charlie Kirk had a real passion for. He too believed that this was a great manipulation, a great societal lie that was being perpetrated on thousands and thousands. And it's big business. Make no mistake about it. I mean, she talked about $10,000 she had to pay for that selective surgery to take off. And she now has two children. It's an incredible, incredible story. You need to go out. Just watch a few of her videos, if nothing else. Her name is Lex Renick, R-E-N-I-C-K. You can find her on Instagram. She also, if you put the search in on X, she will pop up because she's on a lot of people's feeds. A lot of people share her messages. She doesn't post a lot. She posts probably about once a week from what I can see, maybe once or twice a month, depending on where her travels are taking her. But they literally go around the world with this ministry and really address the lies of the left. And saying that, oh, you know, you'll commit suicide if you don't do this surgery, which is why many parents allow their young children, because that's what they're telling them. And she's like, oh, no, I became way more suicidal after my surgeries. And after I realized what I had done to myself, the guilt and the pain and the medical problems, the hormones completely messed up her mind, she said. So it's sad, but it's neat to see somebody so boldly coming back out and saying that through Christ and through her faith, she was able to break from those ties. It was incredible.
Wow. Wow. I think as a culture, what we run into, there's a lot of things we glorify, and people get very offended and upset when you point out the downsides to them. And some of the examples that I think come to mind, drug culture.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Especially when it comes to marijuana, if you point out the downsides, people get very upset. And same thing with gambling. We have people that are ruining their lives with sports betting, young people that are putting up money they don't have, and they are, I mean, losing literally every penny they have, and they make it so easy because it's right there in your phone. But if you talk bad about it, people get upset. If you talk bad about you can go down the line. There's a couple of these things. They're almost looked at as like the sin tax type of items. But if you have the LGBT problems, if you have objections with minors mutilating their bodies with irreversible damage, then you're looked at as the bad one for bringing red flags up, raising those problems. And as a culture, I don't know why that one is the one they go full force into. Like, you can criticize the gambling and the drinking and some of these other things that are ruining people's lives. And you can say, hey, you know, there are downsides to these things, too. It's not all fun like they portray. But if you bring it up on that side of it, the, you know, the gender surgeries and the hormone treatments and things, then you're looked at as the worst of the worst. I don't know why they're going full in on this, but we need to reach the realization there are truths and dangers to this, and you have to accept those things in the reality that it is, but people refuse to do it.
Yeah, you bring up a great point. I mean, it is the alcohol, the drugs, the gambling that gets kind of a free pass. Kim Kowalski, one of our great followers on this show, she said that exact thing, that they get a free pass, but when you get to the LGBTQ, the defense is angry defense. I mean, they belligerently angry if you try to challenge some of their assumptions that you must have these surgeries in order to be fulfilled or to meet who God really wanted you to be. No, God made it pretty clear. He created two sexes. He knows what you wanted to be or what he wanted you to be. And this societal lie that just keeps percolating up that and taking hold, that's another thing, is that they do expect all of us to go along with it. Or we're the great Satan, right? We're the bad person. We're the evil ones. If you even dare challenge those assumptions, and so anyway, I think that we need more voices out there too from the community itself. People like then there's a lot of Lexes out there. You know, Lex Rennick is one who's boldly talking. There's a lot of people who all their friends, their entire culture is in that space. So even if they agree with Lex. She is somewhat a voice in the wilderness because they won't challenge their own community. They won't go out there publicly. Yes, they agree with her, but they're like, oh, man, I lose my entire circle of friends. Well, sometimes you need to challenge your friends or find a new circle of friends. And Lex talks about that in a couple of her things about the social aspects that she and her husband had to go through when they made this bold decision, not only to fall in love and to start a family and for her to transition, what do they call it, detransition back to being a woman. But she said the social aspects of that was very hard for both of them. And she talks people through it. It's really good advice. If you know anybody who's struggling in that space, I think this is a great person to kind of turn them on to because she's got over 300 videos out there for people to kind of watch as she talks about their life together and the challenges of detransitioning out of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And obviously it's faith-based. Don't get me wrong. She's a firm believer in Jesus Christ, and she puts it out front there, but she also gives very practical advice as well.
That's very good.
Yep.
Wow, good find.
Yeah, it was a good find. A big thanks to my friend Cindy who sent it over to me, who said, hey, take a look at this gal. Maybe it'd be a good Freedom Friday, and I think she is. So,
yeah. All right, very good. When we come back, I want to talk a few other things. Maybe we play that Milo clip. Do you want to hear the full thing, the Milo Yiannopoulos?
I would.
It's pretty good. He makes
I like the
good
little
arguments.
Clip that I heard. I'd love to hear the full context of it, yeah.
All right, let's do that. And Tucker Carlson also had a rant about free speech in California. Have you seen the new law that Governor Newsom may be signing?
It's UK. It's exactly what the UK is dealing with. And Canada has introduced a similar piece of legislation that's supposed to go through, I think, this week. So Canada and California always in sync with one another. They're taking away freedom of speech rights. But it's mind-blowing what they're doing, folks. In America, you'll be blown away. Yeah.
A huge constitutional problem, when I'm sure will be taken up in the high court. We'll talk about that on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.